Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. For the next 120 minutes, I will be your not even close to humble host. Get ready for one of the more unique experiences on live radio. Here's the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing, and we have no idea what's going to happen. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, or as other people say. It's like a theology in the Three Stooges. Now, you know what that was? That was me deciding which word to use. Only I went back six or seven times before I made my decision. Thank you. Buckle up, little campers. Here we go. We have our devotional diamonds of the day, also known as DDDs. Personal revelations of my life's insanities. That's when we get to look at my life and go, wow, what a mess. Spiritual observations that may prove I need glasses. That's true. Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use, but we probably won't. And here's the reason why.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
I swear my pastor just said that to me yesterday. I'm kind of concerned about that. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? October 5th, you'll have your answer. The review of the Goofy News, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think he is, that's for sure. We're asking you, do you have any prayer requests or any praise reports? If you do, call us, 866-577-2473, 866-K-PRAISE. Either one of those numbers will do. We also have sound effects placed at the wrong time, which have nothing to do with the show.
Wait here. I've got something for you.
You know, now that I'm thinking about it, that flub that I did earlier was perfect for that, because that was like kind of like, it's like my brother. Okay. What are we doing? We're living life as a Christian, doing that thingy, taking your phone calls and more. This is going to be like this all day. Compelling monologues, riveting interviews, and fascinating callers. You betcha. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. When we come back, I promise it's going to be hot.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Purchase and download your ebook copy of DD Dolphin from Amazon.com, featuring lots and lots of educational value and for an unbelievable price. $3 for DD Dolphin, a 10,000 word, 5-day, 15 minutes a day, read aloud for grades 1st through 4th children's story ebook. Choose one or all 18 DD Dolphin and Friends educational ebooks for $1 each, or purchase all 18 for a complete set. You'll spend a total of $21 for an exceptional children's educational product line, reviewed as a great addition to any classroom's library. Purchase your set today. Go to Amazon.com. That's D-E-E-D-E-E Dolphin at Amazon.com.
Purchase your ebook copy of DD Dolphin today at Amazon.com. That's D-E-E-D-E-E Dolphin, or go to DDDolphin.com.
Wow! In addition to being experts at new roof construction, old roof repairs, remodeling and maintenance, did you know that Excalibur Roofing is also an expert in waterproofing? That's right. No water allowed. Sorry, rubber ducky. From using the top-of-the-line Life Deck systems for deck coating to flat or sloping roofs, Excalibur Roofing covers the angles. Get it? With over 20 years of experience, an active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded in roofing classifications, plus testimonials from people just like you, you can count on Excalibur Roofing. Call 760-743-8803. That number again, 760-743-8803. Or go online to their website at excaliberroofing.com. The best part of all their estimates are free. Just give them a call. What have you got to lose? But leaks, not onions. 760-743-8803. For residential or commercial help, remember, Excalibur Roofing. They've got you covered.
Grieving the loss of a loved one is one of the hardest things you will ever do in life. Do you know someone who is hurting but you don't know what to do? Hi, my name is Marcella Johnson, and after I lost my son, I invented a therapeutic teddy bear called the Comfort Cub. It's been used in hospitals all across the United States, and now we're making them available to anyone in need. If you know someone who could use a special hug to help them heal, please visit our website at thecomfortcub.com or call 888-595-6671. Again, thecomfortcub, C-U-B.com or 888-595-6671.
Having the Comfort Cub to hold helps to calm you down, and your burdens don't feel so heavy.
Instead of sending flowers that fade, send a gift that can help to heal. Please visit our website at thecomfortcub.com today.
On September 26th, a must-see movie for couples.
We're going to have more than one date.
How do you know?
I know.
Inspired by the Song of Solomon, a story about the things we all pursue.
I don't know if I can give you whatever it is you're looking for.
Love is the power.
The best movie for couples since Fireproof.
I want a man who believes in something bigger than all this.
The Song, movie rated PG-13, starts September 26th.
Love is the power that heals.
Hey folks, Dave Stahl here. I love a good deal, just like the great lease deals you can find at Team Kia of El Cajon, like the sporty Kia Forte Coupe for just $179 a month for 36 months, or the tech-ready Kia Soul for $239 a month for 39 months. Don't forget about the gas-saving Kia Optima Hybrid for only $259 a month for 39 months. Team Kia of El Cajon, just off the 8 or at teamkiaofelcajon.com. And don't forget to say Dave Stahl sent you.
Team Kia of El Cajon.
Offer available for qualified lessees.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Let me tell you right now, this segment brought to you by, and how apropos is this? Current Solar Contracting. Oh man, could you be getting extra juice right now from Current Solar Contracting because of how the sun and everything going on? Yeah. Current Solar Contracting, family owned and operated for over 20 years. They will not rest until you are like going totally cool. They have an enormous amount of referrals and friends, but they are 100% committed to helping you lower your electric bill. I was just talking to somebody earlier today. Their last electric bill was $350. So now they don't want to turn the air on. That's probably going to be tough in the next couple of days. Current Solar Contracting wants to do business with people that have long-term relationships with them, and they're not just numbers. You're not just a tag somewhere, and they don't send people to, you know, call centers and, you know, do third-party contracting. None of that stuff. Tom and Brittany are 100% committed and in. And oh, by the way, remember I mentioned to you that your electric bill was going up? Apparently, a lot of people did not believe me. That's right. SDG&E just tagged everybody's bill across the market at $10 extra for an extra tax. If you don't think it's going up, you're crazy. Of course it is. Here's what you got to do. 619-272-0303. That's 619-272-0303. That's the phone number to call. You talk to Brittany. Her and Mike actually come down. They do a free analysis to find out whether you qualify. You qualify, bam, you're done. Instead of paying $350, you're paying $20 a month. CurrentSD.com. Not one complaint from them. No, they're just, people love them. CurrentSD.com. SD standing for San Diego, currentsd.com, 619-272-0303. You gotta. I know it's not great English, but you gotta give them a call. They're going to be in studio on Friday. That's when they're going to be here. Just want to let you know that. Okay. Well, in lieu of that, we've had some pretty interesting things go on in our lives, like the weather. And I would say, let's start with this pretty obvious thing. Let's see. Am I qualified? Let's start with our base.
Are you sure you've had experience as weathermen?
Of course we're experienced. Don't we look like weathermen?
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so now this is radio, so you know I look like a weatherman. right? I mean, look at the knob on your car right now. Look at that knob. See that? That's my eye. And see all those numbers in there? Those are like my teeth, only some maybe have discolored from the other ones. And then the other knob is my other eye. Those two things on the very ends of your car, those things that you think where the air comes out, those are my ears. Of course I'm qualified. So here's what took place. Yesterday we were talking. Actually, it was Saturday. The wife and I were talking. She's like, it's going to be hot. I'm going to be like, how hot can it be? And then as the heat picked up yesterday during the massive football games, of which my fantasy football leagues were absolutely driving me insane, I realized how hot it was. It reminded me of another continent. So let's play that clip in regards to how hot that is. Clip one.
Boy, it's hot. This is hot. Never got this hot in Brooklyn. It's like Africa hot.
Yeah.
Tarzan couldn't take this kind of hot.
Yeah, it's hot. It's hot. It's not hot like that in Brooklyn. It's like Africa hot. Tarzan couldn't take this kind of heat. It's hot out, folks. Don't kid yourself. Today, actual weather report, because I actually do give them every once in a while, 85 degrees is going to be the high today, somewhere about 55% humidity. People right now are going, did Dave just give humidity? Yeah. Listen to this. Tomorrow, 90 degrees, 56% humidity. Tomorrow's going to be worse. Wednesday, a cooling trend back to 84. However, 62% humidity. Thursday, we're going to get a little closer. It'll be a whopping 80 degrees. It's 69% humidity. They say there's a good chance of some showers, whatever the case may be. So here's what I want you to know about the heat, because it's hot outside. I don't know if you've noticed that or not, and we're going to talk about that. But here's a piece I want you to think of when you think of heat, because it's a lot of humidity. It's a lot of eh. It makes people go eh. It makes driving people go eh. It makes work people go eh, eh. Let's just have this little clip played so everybody can understand how important it is. Go ahead.
I was shredding like a mule. I was frying like a blintz. I was swimming in my shorts, if you get the hint.
Oi, it's so humid. Oi, it's so humid. Oi, it's so humid. It's like the sauna in here. Oi, it's so humid. Oi, it's so humid. Oi, it's so humid. It's like the sauna in here.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen, because we spare no expense here at the hallowed halls of KPRZ, the one of the few talk Christian stations that say, why not? Anyhow, I was going through the papers and, you know, looking at these temperatures. These temperatures are hot, folks. Don't kid yourself. You need to have water in your system. You need to be careful. You need to recognize that if you stand too long in one place and you're wearing gym shoes, that you could actually be melted to the ground. And thereby, when you start walking, it's like rubbery stuff coming off the bottom of your shoe. So you probably want to avoid all of that stuff. That's a good idea there. And so some of the schools let out early today. And some are not going in tomorrow at all, and some are not going in on Thursday. No, for real. Okay, now I'm from Phoenix. I spent time in Detroit, but I also lived in Phoenix, where it was 118, and I used to help put swamp coolers in attics during August. This is my I've walked 16 miles in the snow theory. You know,
uphill both ways, barefoot.
Yep, exactly. Through a tornado. Don't forget that part, because the parents couldn't break away. So anyway, I will give credit, because this is pretty funny. I will say this, that there's one of our local stations, the NBC station. They found some tweets from some kids about school. So I just wanted to real quickly read the tweets regarding the heat. It's called Beat the Heat or Tweet It. This is a good one. So these are all kids that are tweeting. No, just listen. Some of these are funny. Tweet number one, I think school should be canceled due to the heat, please and thank you. Pretty funny. It should be illegal to go to school in this heat. Interesting. Tomorrow, I have a half a day of school because of the heat, but I personally think that school should be canceled until October. I like that person's thinking. Another person, who wants to take one for the team tomorrow and get heat stroke to prove that it's not too hot to be at school? That's hilarious.
Notice how he's asking for a volunteer, not volunteering himself.
Yes, very funny. This person, praying that the heat somehow burns down my school. It's like, wow. Wait, hold on. There's another one. I am not physically prepared to go to school in the heat or mentally prepared to just even go to school. See, kids have got it going. This one, honestly, if I pass out tomorrow Because of the heat, I'm suing the school, okay? And then here's these last three, and one of these is just classic. Going to school, I can't read you that one. Sorry, you got to move on. The school called to warn about the heat wave, but can't keep toilet paper stocked or have liquid soap in the bathroom. Messed up priorities. And then this last one, hey, can you shut down the power? Hey, SDG&E, can you shut down the power at Steel Canyon High School tomorrow so we don't have to go to school in the heat? Thanks. You got to admit, from that point of view versus the normal tweet narcissism, that's funny. That's funny stuff. Here's the bottom line. Today, it's going to be about 85, which is kind of is like now. Tomorrow, it's going to be a little hotter. And then Wednesday, it's also going to be hot. Everybody, please be careful. Take care of yourself. Don't do the things you don't need to be doing. It gets a little hot. And if you exercise, lots of liquids. But be careful because people tend to be a little more irritable. Have you noticed that? When it's hot, people tend to be more irritable. Or is it just me towards my wife and dog? Is it general? Is it the populace or is it just me? Noah, you can be honest.
I think people do get a little bit more irritable.
Okay.
Especially in San Diego, we're really not used to the heat.
They're not. Well, because we don't like hot, hot, hot. We like very nice. Hot every once in a while. A wee bit of rain. Just a wee bit, folks. A wee bit of rain. Plus, anything else really doesn't work for us because we all stop in the traffic for a shoe that's in the road. Okay, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. When we come back, we're going to be doing a little bit of this and a little bit of that, so you don't want to miss it. Feeling hot, hot, hot.
Feeling hot, hot, hot. Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
The kids are back in school. Fall is almost officially here, but guess what? The Southern California heat, not going anywhere anytime soon. Now, most of the rest of the country wasn't as scorching as they expected, and as a result, Lennox has a ton of air conditioning units that they have to get rid of now. Ken and Tina Starr are the owners of 1-800-COMFORT. These guys are awesome. I know them personally, and they are a Lennox Premier Dealer. Now, as a Lennox Premier Dealer, 1-800-COMFORT is able to buy all of these leftover AC units at really low prices that other contractors just can't get. And Ken and Tina told me that they want to pass this unbelievable savings on to you. Give them a call today, 1-800-COMFORT, and take advantage of their end of summer clearance sale. The warehouses are full and all brand new 2014 inventory has to go. It's still going to be hot, so don't suffer any longer. Appointments are filling up fast, so call 1-800-COMFORT or visit 1-800-COMFORT.com. 1-800-COMFORT, comfort you can count on.
CSLB number 974908.
Are unfinished household projects bugging you? KPRZ has teamed up with trustworthy businesses around your area to bring you the honey-do list. Now, one click connects you with KPRZ experts for heating and air, pest control, home improvement, maintenance, repair, and more. Visit KPRZ.com and click on the honey-do list banner for professionals in heating and air conditioning, pest control, painting, roofing, solar, or more. Be comfortable in your home and with who you let in your home. Brought to you by All Pest Pros. If you have rats or termites, All Pest Pros has the solution. They specialize in no tent, no move out, and no poisonous gas treatments. You stay home while they do all the work. Stop the rats and control the termites. Call All Pest Pros for a free inspection and get 10% off. Call 1-800-851-1864. 1-800-851-1864. 800-851-1864.
Since 1899, Azusa Pacific University has prepared men and women for effective, practical ministry. Azusa Pacific Seminary offers a vibrant community that strengthens the intellectual foundation of faith, explores the eternal significance of the human experience, and shapes you at every level. Committed to the centrality of Jesus Christ and the authority of Scripture, Azusa Pacific Seminary offers a doctorate of ministry, as well as master's degrees in divinity, youth ministry, pastoral studies, theological studies, and transformational urban leadership. Earn a seminary degree that goes beyond information and toward transformation. Visit apu.edu/San Diego to learn how you can focus your degree on missional church leadership or spiritual formation. These programs are offered close to home at Azusa Pacific San Diego Center, centrally located on Mission Center Road in Mission Valley. Go to apu.edu/San Diego for more information or to apply. Azusa Pacific University, graduating difference maker since 1899.
Are you paying over $200 or more a month in utility bills? Oh, that's gotta hurt. How would you like to pay less than $30 a month instead? Sounds a lot better, doesn't it? And how would you like to find out without it costing you a single penny? Can you relate to the high cost of utility bills like I can? And are you looking for some answers? Let's cut to the chase. Current Solar Contracting is a family-owned and operated business for over 20 years. Current Solar Contracting will not rest until they bring you an absolutely amazing level of satisfaction for their services. Current Solar Contracting will help you lower your electric bill. They have a ridiculous amount of referrals and friends, and Current Solar Contracting wants to do business directly with you and not just send you to a call center. Here's an order number. Well, that's good. Call 619-272-0303. That's 619-272-0303, or visit currentsd.com and get a free monitoring system when you do an installation and mention KPRZ.
When a loved one is very ill, it may seem like nothing more can be done, but there is so much more that Scripps Hospice can do. Make the most out of every day. Call 858-800-3219 or visit scripps.org/hospicecare.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. So, Steve Wheeler joining me early. He's going to jump in about 10 minutes. I was just trying to make sure your headset was okay because I didn't want it to be too loud for you or anything. This segment, by the way, brought to you by Excalibur Roofing and our very good friends, Eric and Ingrid Holloway. Let's talk about this. 20 years of experience, active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded in all roofing classifications, plus this. What they do is unto the Lord. Okay. Case closed. So what they do in their work is they believe their work is their ministry. And it should be that way for everybody, actually, in every facet. So in their working on roofs, you know, they do new roof construction, old roof replacements, they do repairs, they do all the different elements. They do estimates are all free. One of the things that we have found is some of the people that contact Eric, you know, from our show, they don't go, okay, well, give me this bid. Most of them are like, tell me your testimony. You know, it's like, what? What? Is that how business is supposed to go? Well, no, but yes. So our response to that is awesome. Keep turning to the people that will stand there and stand by their work and do it as honorable to the Lord. Their number, 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. Also, you can go to excaliberroofing.com. Check out all the stuff on their website. Tons of pictures, and they do waterproofing and decking and the whole nine yards. But here's the big thing, and we've said it about 1,000 times. That is, I said to Eric during an interview, how do you know? How do you know if your roof has a problem? He says, if your wall caves in and crushes your big screen TV, you got a roof problem. Okay, so just go to excaliberroofing.com, 760-743-8803. Tell them I said, howdy, and you might even get a Tootsie Roll. Probably not, but you could, and that's the theory. All right, we're going to do a little history first, and then we're going to do DDD. And I haven't even decided which DDD, so I haven't even looked at it and said, which one am I do? Because there's only... Steve could testify. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 10, about 30 of them or something. Right? But I don't know yet. All right. Can we do a little history? Do you mind? Is that all right, Paul?
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you, Paulie. I really appreciate
it. I give you permission.
Thank you. You know, I did win in fantasy football, so I just want to point that out.
You crushed me. Yes, you did.
Okay. But I just want to point that out. For those that did not know, on this day in 1935, the Nuremberg Laws deprived Jewish people of their citizenship. And made the swastika the official emblem of Nazi Germany. Not good. On this day in 2004, the National Hockey League lockout began. The 2004-2005 season would ultimately be canceled. If you are a hockey fan, you know what that means right now? Absolutely nothing. Because you're a hockey fan, so it doesn't matter. Let's see. In 1857, Timothy Alden of New York City earned a patent for typesetting, a typesetting machine. Very interesting. Here's the one. Get the music ready, but don't play it quite yet. Get ready, though. 1930, Hoagy Carmichael recorded Georgia on My Mind. For those that do not know or are not aware, it was re-recorded several times by several artists, the most famous of which was Ray Charles, who did Georgia on My Mind. It was just a fabulous version. Everybody loved it. I've seen him do it live when he was live. It's just a great stuff, great stuff. It turns out in 1979, Georgia on My Mind became the official state song of Georgia in 1979. I think that's fascinating. So I did a little digging to find the song that's the state song for California since Jerry Brown has been in charge, and I found it. Robo Paul, can you please play the song that I found for California?
I'm so
That's, come on now. If you're not laughing in the car, something is wrong with you. Or if you're not laughing by your radio, come on. That's our state song. I'm so broke. That's pretty funny stuff. For those that really like history, this one will take you all the way. 1965. It was a grand time in Hooterville, as Oliver Wendell Douglas and his socialite wife, Lisa, storekeeper Sam Drucker, Arnold the Pig, and a whole bunch of funny neighbors showed up at Green Acres on CBS TV. I mean, come on, right? Now you're talking history. You're talking great stuff right there. You can't get away from that stuff. That's some of the best stuff there is. Right there, friends, right there. Okay, let's do a quick teaching. And I've decided which teaching we're going to go with. It's Revelation chapter 1, verse 5. Robo Paul's going, did you just finish with that Hooterville thing and now we're going to Revelation 1, 5? Yes. Don't ask me why. It's the mind that God gave me. What shall I do? Revelation chapter 1, verse 5 is the passage. I want to read this to you. It's part of my devotions. This is the Holman version, the Holman translation, which is really quite an excellent translation. And it says this in Revelation chapter 1, verse 5. And from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth, to him who loves us and has set us free from our sins by his blood. This portion of scripture is phenomenal. Okay? Phenomenal. All right. Here's what it says. To him who loves us. Perfect present tense in the Greek. Yeah, I love those little things in the scripture are just, they're wonderful. To him who loves us. He doesn't, Jesus loved you back at the cross. Now he knows you. Now not so much. No. Jesus doesn't love you less now than he loved you before, because that would mean that his love was not perfect. That doesn't make any sense. Theologically, that does not work. Jesus loves us. He loves us like he did at Calvary, like he does now, like he will in a million years. And you know, for all the stuff that we get and all the garbage that we go through, and there's plenty of it, hearing a message that somebody loves us is a powerful message indeed. And, you know, people say, well, he loves me, but, you know, he doesn't, you know, my sins and stuff like that. That's ironic that you might make that connection that he loves you except for the point to the sins, because the passage specifically deals with that. So I'm glad you brought that up. To him who loves us and has set us free from our sins by his blood. Connecting his love, even though we are in oftentimes a struggle against sin, he has set us free. Get this. From that sin. Now, what's that sin? No, that's that besetting sin. Well, what's that besetting sin? The one you thought of when I said the word besetting. That one. Well, he set you free from that. That doesn't mean you don't visit, but he set you free from it. And he set you free from all sin because he loves us. He sets us free from sin. And the method by which we reached that freedom is the blood of Jesus Christ. Now watch this theological circle. He loves us, continues to love us. He sets us free from that sin, not just that one particular sin, but all sins. It's by his blood. You can't unshed the blood. Once the blood is spilled, the blood is spilled. You can't take it back. He loves you. He sets you free from sin, from all sin. And he pours it all out on us judicially through his blood. So when people sit there and they have a really hard time, they go, I don't understand the whole blood of Jesus thing. See, it's all about this. Jesus' blood was innocent blood. There was no sin in him. So his blood was pure, was innocent. And when his blood was shed, that's actually an injustice. It really, if you get into the lawsuit part of it, it's fabulous because you die if you sin. So you're not supposed to die if you don't sin. And Jesus didn't sin, but he died. So he got hosed. So he sued. And what he sued for was anybody that believes in him, his blood could be theirs. Bam. And he won that judgment. And that's how it works. You think, wait a minute, it can't be that easy. And the answer is, yes, it can. And not only can, often is. Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, the ruler of the kings of the earth, to him who loves us and has set us free from our sins by his blood. He loves you just as much today as he did the first day you became aware he was calling on you to be his. And that sin that you struggle with, it don't own you. It's a trespasser. And the price that was paid to make it that way, the very blood of Jesus Christ. That, my friends, is totally cool. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ 1210 AM in San Diego, California. When we come back, we have our special guest, Steve Wheeler. Whitefield's going to have a good time. Don't go anywhere.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Over 100 million in home damages are caused by chimney fires each year. Keep your family and home safe by calling Chimney Sweeps, Inc. and receive 50% off your chimney cleaning today. Visit them at ChimneySweepsInc.com or call 800-CHIMNEY now. That's 800-CHIMNEY.
Your chances of winning the lotto are 1 in 260 million. Yet a lot of Americans play the lotto because we love hope. Hope for the future, hope for our kids, hope for a comfortable retirement. No need to just hope when you have a sure thing, like the new reverse mortgage from my friend Mehran Aram and the trusted experts at the Aramco Group. As San Diego's number one reverse mortgage company, Aramco can show you how to secure your retirement with the new reverse mortgage. Yeah, you have a better chance of becoming president of the United States or living past the age of 100. Or maybe getting killed by a falling coconut. Those are all about the same as winning the lotto. So don't gamble with your future, with your retirement. Learn how to access the equity in your home as cash and eliminate your mortgage payments today. Join us for the next free dinner workshop October 9th, 6 p.m. at the Willowbrook Country Club in Lakeside. Call today, 866-611-30 or online at aramco.com. Trust Aramco. Trust with confidence.
DRE number 01853626, NMLS number 277316.
Dear God, I'm in a time of need, and I look to you to set me free.
My name's Anson. I'm a heroin addict. Started getting high around the age of 13. I was okay with the fact that I was going to die a junkie. Thought it was impossible to get sober. This time, I'm trying to surrender everything I am to God and take uncomfortable steps that I feel like God is calling me to do, that I will grow and grow closer to him and stay sober.
Hi, my name is Tommy Hathorn. I'm the executive director at Genesis Recovery San Diego. Our recovery journey is focused on the restoration of physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual health.
So trapped in addiction and I won't survive. But without you in my life.
If you or someone you love is struggling with addiction, call Genesis Recovery today, 619-797-7319.
Since 2008, Maranatha has been celebrating the Feast of Trumpets, as well as learning about the other biblical feasts from Leviticus chapter 23 that all point to the Lord Jesus Christ. But why? Why do we choose to celebrate this Jewish holiday? I believe this specific holiday has some very significant applications and insight into God's eternal plan. The Lord is harvesting believers and patiently beckoning those who will follow Him until the fall feasts come. These fall feasts are to be fulfilled in the second coming of Jesus. And the first of these is the Feast of Trumpets. And this represents, I believe, the rapture of the church. While the Feast of Atonement represents the second coming, and the Feast of Tabernacles represents the kingdom age of the Lord, we want to celebrate as a church the Feast of Trumpets. Jesus Himself said, "Behold, I am coming quickly." And we look forward to that day and welcome the return of our Lord.
Purchase and download your ebook copy of D.D. Dolphin from Amazon.com, featuring lots and lots of educational value and for an unbelievable price. $3 for D.D. Dolphin, a 10,000-word, 5-day, 15-minutes-a-day, read-aloud for grades 1st through 4th children's story ebook. Choose one or all 18 D.D. Dolphin and Friends educational ebooks for $1 each, or purchase all 18 for a complete set. You'll spend a total of $21 for an exceptional children's educational product line, reviewed as a great addition to any classroom's library. Purchase your set today. Go to Amazon.com. That's D-E-E-D-E-E Dolphin at Amazon.com.
Purchase your ebook copy of D.D. Dolphin today at Amazon.com. That's D-E-E-D-E-E Dolphin, or go to ddolphin.com.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Robo producer has taken over for Robo Paul. Should be mic 3, I think. Is that the mic you're looking for? Let's see if it works. Steve Wheeler, are you with us?
Hi, this is Steve. I'm glad to be with you again, David.
Is he on the air? Is that working? Wow.
Technological things.
Yeah, because Robo producer is just now getting ready to transport you.
Aha, okay.
I don't know where, but he was getting ready to hit his finger at the
button. I'll keep my hands on my lap.
No, yeah, okay.
Keep my hands inside the car.
No, he just came in at the last minute, didn't get the info, so I just want to make sure that he got the right place. I'd want you guys all to be good. So, okay, so let's talk about it. Steve Wheeler, ladies and gentlemen, for those that do not know, whitefields.org is the ministry, and then we've talked about that several times about what we do call, was it Whitefields Ministry? Whitefields, and
we're going with Whitefields Ministries, and thanks for giving us that little tag there. That's perfect. Whitefields Ministries.
Okay, I like it. All right, so a couple things for people to know. First and foremost, whitefields.org. Whitefields.org is the website. Now, for those that are like, whitefields.org, why is that important? First, let me just say this. When you hear us give a website on the air, we're well aware that unless you're at the computer looking at it right then and there, that's something that's got to go into your brain, and you got to register that with, oh, Juicy Fruit, I like that too. And you've got all those other things that are going on. So what we're going to ask you to do is, if you've never looked at whitefields.org, if you've never seen a video of Steve, which he does really, him and Shelly, I don't know what it is, you guys get together, amazing videos, tremendous testimonies. Go to Whitefields. Now, the word fields is plural for those that don't know. So it's Whitefields, F-I-E-L-D-S, whitefields.org. Check out the video. Check out the website. Check out what that they have going on. Websites are a great way to get an introduction and a touch to either a business, a ministry, a whole concept that's taking place. So we really encourage that. Plus, in addition, for a phone number, because you can talk to Steve anytime, 760-846-8610, 760 846-8610. Is that correct? Am I doing okay
that
so far?
That is absolutely great. And right on our homepage, by the way, there is a link. It's got your picture and the K-Praise 1210 AM. And we link those videos there that you're talking about so people can find them real easy on our website. And, you know, one of the reasons that those videos come out well is because they're stories of what's going on with pastors starting churches in communities around the world. Some of them very poor communities, some of them very dangerous communities. But God is doing these amazing things, and we just try to tell the stories, just try to bring them back so people know how to pray for a pastor. And something we talked about last time we were together with your listeners was Whitefields provides a conduit for people here to be able to support. It's the same thing that was going on with the Apostle Paul. You know, the people in those days, they had to send a gift by Timothy or Titus or Epaphroditus. Yeah. Hey, go deliver this to Paul. Well, it's a little easier today. We're providing that conduit. So people could say, I want to get involved helping that church. How do I do it? How do I make sure that my money goes to the right church, a good church, a pastor that's really doing the Lord's work? Well, we take care of overseeing that. And then we deliver the gift for them so that they can give it to us. We collect that money. My board oversees that. And then we get that those funds out there to support and even in dangerous places. Because there are dangerous.
But you're all over the world, though. This is
we
not,
are
this
we
this
are
not,
all over the world.
Okay.
You know, people are seeing in the news today everything going on in the Middle East. Is that not crazy?
It's crazy.
It's crazy.
I mean, it is
the
crazy
stuff that's
stuff,
going on.
No
now,
question.
Now, you look at the news, your response to that, you see people being beheaded, Christians and non-Muslims being killed, and these militant Muslims. Well, I'm supporting pastors that live in those countries, in those places. And they're facing the reality of living in those dangerous places. But it's exciting to hear good news out of them. Things that are going on, that, and they look at things, and they're asking us to pray for them. We don't have to take up arms and go over there ourselves. We just pray for them. And here's the exciting thing. One of our pastors last month shared that they baptized seven new believers. Now, that's pretty outrageous in a place that dangerous because that's a public statement to be baptized and say, I'm going to be a Christian. But it all flows out of them showing love to people who are a part of a religion who's killing non-Muslims. And so it sort of reverses what we would think happens. We hear stories of people saying, why are the Christians being so nice to us? That particular church has been so nice to people that they've baptized over 50 people now since their church began. We started supporting them just a couple years ago. Two of the people in that church decided that out of fear for what their families, by the way, fear of what their families might do, decided not to be baptized this time. But their pastor, because, hey, guess what? When he became a Christian, he had to decide, am I going to make this statement? He knows what it's like. And so he understands. He doesn't despise them. He doesn't kick them out of their church. He just asked us, will you pray for them? Will you pray for Shaddai and Kamal? That's the idea.
Here's what I want to ask you. See, this is it's kind of an important element. See, what takes place from Whitefields and from how the ministry focuses is they have people who are living in the villages themselves already, who are already a part of the culture.
That's right.
And then what happens is these people will make at some point a decision for Christ. They're identified by different leaders and different groups as potential people who can be leaders in the community to take and to share the gospel. This is exactly how it happened in the first 40, 50 years. There's just no different. And in this case, I would say this, and this is an important, really important statement. For the two gentlemen he was making reference to, they were like, well, I don't know if we want to be baptized. Baptism for many of us is very inconvenient because we have to put on our bathing suit. And that's how we think of it in America. You can say whatever you want to say. The convenience is, well, I got to change in between service. You know, I got to get a towel. I got to make sure I have a rubber ducky. It's like, that's awesome. For them to say, we're going to get baptized, they're making an open proclamation two people who will eventually tell other people who, by the way, those other people are the people that are beheading people, that, hey, these guys have made a statement that they're Christians.
That's right.
And they believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and they do not accept Islam in any format. They accept Christianity and thereby put a mark on their head.
And the boldness that comes is that other people around them cease to have that fear and say, I too will join the Christian church and I want to be a follower of Jesus, and they will themselves be baptized. And it's an important rite of passage in the sense of I'm going to publicly become this. And then it also provides a phenomenal opportunity for members of that church to reach out to them and say, I will show love to you. We have one of our other pastors in the Middle East shared this story. A single mom of three children, single mom now, Middle East, women are not very well respected there.
Right.
Her life is really, really bad. It's tough. It's hard. She's Muslim, but the Christians are the ones that reached out and said, we'll care for you. She's come into this church and they're just pouring out the love of Jesus in her life. And she's trying to meet both her physical needs and spiritual needs and help her with the kids and taking care of that. That causes people all around them to see that and say, wait a minute, but why are you being nice to people who hate you and a religion that hates you, but you're being nice to them, people that we're not even being nice to? And it opens up all sorts of doors for the gospel. Phenomenal, exciting things when that starts
happening. Yeah, see, you know what's great about that is these are people that are making. I want you to just listen to the picture, okay? Catch the picture. Radio's all about painting a picture. That's what it's about. If you haven't figured that out yet, oh yeah, I'll help you out. It's all about painting a picture. These are people that will make a decision for faith that their Christian journey, now I'm going on 37 years, they might not see 37 months, let alone 37 weeks, let alone 37 hours. And they're not unaware there's a danger, but they still make that decision because the reflection of the love, ironically, you just think about that DDD that we did earlier, the reflection of the love of Jesus and the forgiveness of sins and how they are made innocent by the blood of Jesus Christ penetrates into their heart and mind for them to say, yes, I accept this. I not only accept this, I rejoice to accept that I'm willing to lay my life down. Now, this is what I want you to get is that this is what Whitefields facilitates and helps coordinate, because the pastor who's doing it is supported through the Whitefields ministry who's helping create this.
That's right. They need the initial support to be able to get the church started so that there's a family and a gathering of people there to support these people, because we don't want them to be born as an orphan. And then I don't know any other Christians around. I can't find any other Christians to worship with. So they begin to gather together with these Christians who have also made this bold choice and are willing to say, we're going to form a church. We're going to be Christians. We're going to stand up against the opposition that's coming against us. And our opportunity here is to pray for them. Pray for God to give them courage. Pray for God to give them wisdom and insight into how to share. One of the pastors there is coordinating with a Korean medical team that's coming over and offering Christian medical care. You know, the wars there are causing lots of refugees.
Right.
Some of those refugees are not well treated by the other people of their religion because you're not of our ethnic background. You're not of our division in the religion. But the Christian churches have reached out. They're providing medical care through a Christian Korean medical group that came over. And our church is coordinating that with them. Great opportunity to show the love of Christ.
That's powerful.
And do medical stuff that they couldn't afford otherwise.
Right. And this is what we're encouraging. We're going to take our break right here and then come back. But I want you to hear what Steve's saying. Whitefields.org is the website. And they're, of course, they're looking for prayer partners. I mean, of course, we support all these ministries that need that, need you to mention them in prayers. But they also have financial opportunities where people can sponsor a pastor in another community that's in some of these mission fields who he lives within the culture and the community but needs the ability to be able to just do the work. That's what Whitefields is helping facilitate. Won't you be a part of that? See, that's kind of at a different level. So we're going to take a break, then come back, and then kind of hit on that for a little bit. Of course, the number 760-846-8255. 7610. That's 760-846-8610, whitefields.org. Take a quick break, then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
The Team Kia of El Cajon Vow of Assurance. It's their commitment to excellence and it's car buying with the customer in mind, giving you peace of mind. Visit Team Kia of El Cajon today at 541 North Johnson Avenue in El Cajon or at teamkiaofelcajon.com.
Brian Smith, Director of Local Ministry, spotlighting Thrivent Financial, a longtime sponsor of KPRZ Pastor Appreciation Events. Listeners are surprised to learn that Thrivent is a Christian organization that helps folks just like you in the areas of investing and retirement planning. The good folks at the La Jolla Gateway team provides great information free of charge and also sponsors free, no-obligation workshops on the topics of retirement planning, college planning, and how to manage your money. The La Jolla Gateway team has two convenient offices to serve you. And for more information about Thrivent Financial, call Ruth Puentes at 858-455-5227 or email ruth.puentes, P-U-E-N-T-E-S, at thrivent.com. For more information about KPRZ Pastor Appreciation Events, call us at 858-535-1210. Call KPRZ to learn more about the creative and effective solutions we can provide your church and ministry. KPRZ, San Diego's Christian radio station.
You like being a homeowner. Will you stay a homeowner? Ignore your termite problem and eventually there might not be much home left. Yes, I said your termite problem. It's a fact. The typical home in California has termites, so you can pretty much bet you have termites. And if you're not battling your termites, then you may already have lost vital support beams in your home. Do nothing and it will cost you lots and lots of money. It's termite swarming season and billions of little bugs are looking for places to live and eat. Fight them off with All Pest Pros. No big ugly tent, no hotel rooms, no hassle. All Pest Pros will find your termites, kill them, and keep them out with a long-term barrier of protection. Continue the battle with a treatment insurance plan so California's termites won't become your termites. Win the battle for your home. Call All Pest Pros now. 800-851-1864. Call for your free, no-obligation termite inspection, and if you need it, save $250 on your treatment. 800-851-1864. 800-851-1864.
Wow! In addition to being experts at new roof construction, old roof repairs, remodeling and maintenance, did you know that Excalibur Roofing is also an expert in waterproofing? That's right, no water allowed. Sorry, Rubber Ducky. From using the top-of-the-line Life Deck systems for deck coating to flat or sloping roofs, Excalibur Roofing covers the angles. Get it? With over 20 years of experience, an active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded in roofing classifications, plus testimonials from people just like you, you can count on Excalibur Roofing. Call 760-743-8803. That number again, 760-743-8803. Or go online to their website at excaliberroofing.com. The best part of all their estimates are free. Just give them a call. What have you got to lose? But leaks, not onions. 760-743-8803. For residential or commercial help, remember, Excalibur Roofing. They've got you covered.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. You know, I just don't get radio sometimes. It goes by so fast. It's like, bing. Hanging out. I mean, it's fast, isn't it? Steve Wheeler hanging out with us right here in the studio, whitefields.org, whitefields.org. I've already mentioned to you, I'd like you to go there just to check it out. I know you got all those other thoughts in your mind, like we talked about juicy fruit, and, you know, a little less sweating, a little more drinking water kind of stuff. But go there and check it out. I think it's worthwhile for you to do a spiritual review on it. 760-846-8610. Is the phone number. A couple things I just want to say, and then I'm going to turn it back over to Steve for a second. The idea that I want you to pray for them, I think, is appropriate. I think that's how Christian living should be, especially in the United States of America, as wealthy as we are and as often as we have the opportunity to get information. Hey, to mention somebody in prayer takes about 4 seconds. So it's like, okay, so what are you committing? 4 seconds? Okay, I think we can do that. The other part of that is that they're looking for people that will sponsor some of these pastors, and I'll let Steve talk about the amounts, but you know, for hundreds of dollars, and that's probably an accurate way, a pastor in a community can spend his entire time ministering the gospel, even at the threat of death, to people that will, you know, that you want to have the opportunity to hear it and might not typically get that opportunity from anybody who's outside of the culture itself. It's just, it sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. We support a bunch of different missionaries, a bunch of different concepts, but we support this one as well, saying the people who are there make the best evangelists because they're right there. And we can do something for very inexpensive and get the results. What would you add to that? What would you say to go?
Well, you know,
that?
The phenomenal part of the Great Commission is that it really is a partnership. Even the Apostle Paul had a team that traveled with him, and I'm sure each of them had different things that they were good at. We coordinate with missionaries on the field, North American missionaries that are there on the field. Our missionary that we coordinate with in the Middle East realized when he went there, he wanted to start a church. He wanted to create a new gathering of believers. He's a great evangelist, and he's led young Arabic young people to Christ. But as he looked around, he realized, I can't gather them into a church. There are no churches started by foreigners here because the governments immediately target you. You stick out in the community. So he began to work with nationals graduating from an evangelical theological seminary there that's allowed to operate within their scope of what they can do. But the graduates were graduating, had kind of nowhere to go. They didn't have the resources. You mentioned a salary helps you do what you're able to do. Well, they had to go get a job. And the seminary realized when they went and did that, they just sort of disappeared back into the community. And so this missionary contacted me. We started talking. We talked about a partnership that we could have where he could oversee the Arabic individuals, the indigenous pastors. They don't stick out the same way we do. They're nationals, they're citizens, so they have different rights than a foreigner does. And we started coordinating with him. And that's the way it works in Japan as well. We started in Japan right after World War II. What do you think, North American, United States, Canadian citizens, we just got done with a war with you. We just bombed you. We'd like to share with you the love of Jesus Christ. Kind of a hard message to sell.
That could be a toughie.
That could be a toughie. Well, our founder wanted to know, how could I be more successful at this? And he discovered some of the Japanese pastors said, if you would send us the funds that it costs you to be here, we could support 2 or 3 pastors starting churches. And that's how this concept began. And so there's a lot of oversight. There's a lot of partnership working with the missionaries that are in the field. And a lot of you know, back and forth with them. They help us, our board and my team here. They help us understand the culture, the missionaries do, because they are trying to live there. But those missionaries feel like they're being multiplied, because that's our goal, right? Is to get more laborers in the field.
Yes.
Well, if we could support 5, 6, 10 indigenous pastors working alongside that missionary, planting a church, that's great for the kingdom.
Yes.
And so we provide that unique little niche in the mission field world, because that missionary, when they come home and see me on furlough, you know what they're doing? They're running around to all the churches that support them, giving a report and saying, please keep supporting my ministry.
Here's what's happening.
But they don't have time to say, hey, I want to raise funds for all these other indigenous pastors I'm working with. No, they look at me and say, would you do that while I do this? And so we have a team partnership that works out. So when somebody visits our website, they're going to find a place where they can click to go. It says give online. They can give online, or they can call that number and talk to Amber at the accounting department, and they're going to be able to give online or give by the phone. You might not have all the money it takes to support an indigenous pastor in the country where he's living. We don't expect you to. We want you to join together with other Christians. And so what we'll do is, it might be 7, 8, 9, 10 people will start giving. They give maybe $50 a month or $100 a month, whatever the Lord allows in your budget. I have people that give as little as 10.
Right.
$10 a month.
Right.
Praise the Lord. That's great. What we do is we gather those funds together, and then we say, okay, we've got a new pastor coming in the country of Japan starting in January. If we get people to join us and say, hey, we're going to start supporting, then we realize, okay, we can bring a new pastor on there. It's about $1,200 there, which isn't all that it costs to live. They're very connected with other churches that say, we see a place that needs a new church. We'll cooperate and partner with you.
Yeah. And this is the thing I want you to remember. You give what the Lord leads you.
That's right.
I mean, there's no other way to say that. I mean, if it's a little or a lot, that's okay. It's all right. You got it. Here's what you got to do. Whitefields.org, whitefields.org, phone number 760-846-8610. 760-846-8610. Here, praying, free. Pray about it. Ask the Lord. We support them. We're expecting some prayer support from our audience, and maybe some financial support can pick up, and we can help them on their mission, because it's all of our missions.
Hey, there's another way to get prayer requests. Right on our homepage, we once a day, no more than once a day, we put a prayer request or a praise report up on our Facebook page. And there's a way for people to look at our website, click like it on the Facebook if you're doing Facebook, and share that prayer request with your friends. And that doesn't cost any money at all. We're not asking you to give anything to do that, but we do want more people to pray. And that's a great way to get involved too. Just like our Facebook page. And one prayer request will come up in your Facebook news feed.
Yeah.
And
we got to talk about that next time you're
here. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Let's get into that. That's probably a good angle to hit. We need to talk about that.
And it's good. It's good news. With all the bad news going on, there's one little thing that you can pray about for somebody around the world. That's great.
That's the way to do it. Good job, Steve. Good. Very good. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, we're running a few minutes late, so we'll do some weird stuff here and a weird stuff there and then other weird stuff, you know, because we're weird. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.